In 1971, Srila Prabhupada brought all the international devotees to Vrindavan for their first parikrama. On that divine trip, they came to where we are today, Brahmanda Ghat. With wide open eyes, Prabhupada narrated the pastime that occurred at this wonderful place. One day, Krishna and the cowherd boys were playing. Suddenly, they all began to accuse Krishna of eating dirt, and they even went to Mother Yashoda to complain. Mother Yashoda quizzed Krishna as to whether this was true or not. And Krishna explained it was all a conspiracy, simply because he had defeated them in wrestling. Still, Mother Yashoda wasn't convinced. So Krishna offered to open his mouth so Mother Yashoda could check for herself. When Krishna did indeed open his mouth and Mother Yashoda looked in, she was amazed because she saw the entirety of creation, the planets, the sun, all living entities, demigods, rivers, mountains. She even saw herself. Flabbergasted, she was wondering, is this a trick of Maya? Is this Krishna's mystic power? Am I hallucinating? But in a flash, the motherly affection of Mother Yashoda overcame her again, and she began to look at her Krishna as just her charming young boy again. Why did Krishna eat the dirt? It's an interesting question, and the great teachers give many different reasons. But one of the main reasons they give is that Krishna wanted to eat the dirt of Vrindavan because his devotees have traversed these lands and blessed this land with the dust from their feet. And so Krishna wanted to honor his devotees by taking that dirt in his mouth. Holy places are amazing, not just because Krishna is here, but because Krishna's devotees are here, the saints are here, the sadhus are here. It's said that if you go to a holy place, you can bathe in many rivers, you can visit many sites, but if you don't meet the saints that reside there, then you haven't actually gained the full benefit of visiting a holy place. And so, as we come to Vrindavan, we're also looking to connect with those saintly people who have dedicated their life to Krishna. They are walking all across this land, and because they walked on this land, because they walked on this earth, Krishna wanted to put that earth into his mouth. And that is the story of Brahmanda Ghat.